Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is our last Superman Sunday episode for the 12 days of the Comic Source. And on this episode, I'm going to be talking about Superman number 165 from February 2001. It is done by a whole slew of creators, at least artistically, but the whole thing is written by Jeff Loeb. So it's entitled Help. And we have Jeff Loeb, Ed McGuinness, Cam Smith, Richard Starkings, and Tanya and Richard Horry. Tom Palmer Jr. and Eddie Braganza are all joining together to bring us a holiday gift from the DCU with many special guests. And I'll get to those special guests as they come along in the story. So it starts off deep space. We're being introduced to the Linear Men in this particular timeline. They are Matt Ryder, Hunter, Wave Rider, and Leary Lee. And this book does sort of tie in very closely to some of the things that were going on in the Man of Steel issue that I covered earlier today, where Superman got a chance to see what the world would be like without him. So, you know, that had Leary Lee from the Linear Men as well. And it was also about the way Superman was reacting and feeling emotionally about Lex Luthor winning the election. And that's sort of tangentially what this story is as well. So we do find out that the Linear Men were heading to the planet Pluto. And when they got there, they realized they were too late. The whole planet Pluto has been transformed into a mega weapon called War World. And their paths are headed towards a great darkness. And then it says tick, 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 tick. And, you know, we're hoping unless the heroes of Earth can save the day. And really, this is just a teaser for the whole World's at War event that happens toward the beginning of 2002 and ties in very heavily with, you know, Lex's first actions as president and such. So I don't know if anybody remembers that event. It really wasn't that good, to be honest with you. So let me go ahead and dive into the rest of the issue, because what it is, it's a bunch of kind of 1, 2, sometimes 3 page stories of Superman and different members of the Justice League. In fact, on the cover, it says Superman, but then right underneath there's a gift tag, and it says, "What do you get the JLA for Christmas?" So we start off with Superman and Martian Manhunter, along with Plastic Man. And this one's drawn by Humberto Ramos and Wayne Fokker. And it's the Justice League headquarters on the moon. And we see that Superman and Martian Manhunter are hanging upside down. And Martian Manhunter is asking Superman anything. He says, "No. I'm sorry, John. You know, but Lois will be the first to tell you I'm not very good at relaxing." And John Jones says, that's understandable given the circumstances. And Superman is like, "You know, I just can't stop thinking about it. How could the American people even think about electing Lex Luthor for president? And I can't help thinking if maybe the Justice League should have done more to stop him, you know, from running or from winning." And John says, "I have to admit that there are times I envy you." And Superman's surprised by that. He's like, "Well, what do you mean?" He's like, "Well, in a way, you've assimilated into your life on Earth, you know, much better than I have. We're both aliens, but you feel a kinship to humans, and I don't. And, you know, oddly enough, I'm almost grateful, because the politics of our adopted world, honestly, they defy logic. Now, without logic, we're left with chaos. But we can't do anything for now. But I promise you, the first time Luthor breaks the law, you can count on me." And Superman says, "Okay, well, that's something at least." And before he can say any more, Plastic Man is sounding an alarm, because he spotted the presents that Superman has brought for both of them. And as he's about to open them, he says, hey, Supes, there is another way to think about it. What's worse than Lex Luthor being president of the United States?" And Superman kind of sighs. He's like, I don't know, Plaz. What is worse than Lex Luthor being president of the United States?" And Plastic Man says, "Two Lex Luthors being president of the United States." And Superman gets an ever so slight
smirk on his face. And a Plastic Man says, "Grin, I got a grin. Thank you very much. I'll be here two more nights. Try the veal." And so Superman flies off as Plaz and John Jones open their gifts. And Plaz got rubber bands. and John Jones says, "Well, you can never have enough of them." Plastic Man's like, "What'd he get you?" "Well, he got me a box of Choco's cookies." "Oh, now those you can never have enough of. Give me one." And Martian Manhunter says, "No, they're mine." And Plaz says, "Pretty please?" Martian Manhunter, "No." And Plaz replies, "Come on, it's the holidays." John Jones says, "Not where I come from." So we turn the page, and now it's time for Superman to commiserate with Aquaman about Lex Luthor winning the election. This one's drawn by Rob Liefeld, inks by Norm Ratman. And Aquaman's telling Superman, "You know, you went through a lot of trouble to have John Jones set up this telepathic link so we could hear each other. But I don't think you're going to like what I have to say." And Superman says, "Try me." He goes, "Look, so I'm speaking to you as a king, not a man. And I'm not sure that the answer would be different if that weren't the case. But, you know, Luthor's a head of state now, and he has spoken publicly about supporting Atlantis. You know, open trade, technology. He's reaching out in a way that the surface world has never done before." And Superman's like, "Yeah, but we're talking about Luthor. You can't trust him." And Aquaman says, "Yeah, but I'm talking about Atlantis. You know, it needs to be my focus." And Superman says, "Those are just empty promises to help get him elected." And I love Aquaman's face here, that angst that Liefeld can bring. Said they had better not be. And Superman says, "Look, I don't know if you exchanged gifts this time of year, but I did bring you something." And Aquaman says, "Well, my kingdom's always open to you, Clark. Come spend some time here and learn." And Superman says, "Okay, but in the meantime," and he gives his gift to Aquaman, and it's a snow globe of Metropolis. On the next page, we get Superman and Green Lantern. It's Mike Waringo and Cam Smith on the art on this one. This is the Kyle Rayner version of Green Lantern. And Superman and Kyle Rayner are up in space cleaning up some satellite debris. And Superman has clearly asked Kyle about the election, because the first thing we hear Kyle say is, "You know, I think about it sort of like this falling satellite." And Superman says, "I'm not sure what you mean." He goes, "Look, we put these things in space knowing that at some point they're going to fall down. One is no better or worse than the other. And look, Luthor is a crook in my book. I've seen that. But the guy before him might have been a crook too. And if we did do something and got Luthor kicked out of office, how do we know the guy replacing him is not going to be a crook? Like, no wonder nobody votes." And Superman's like, "Wait, you didn't vote?" And Kyle says, no, I did." And Superman says, but why? "Why? Well, I don't really know. Hope, I guess." And Superman says, "Hope?" He's like, "Yeah, you hope that your opinion makes a difference. You hope by showing up that you can make a difference." And Superman says, "Well, Kyle, where I grew up, if you didn't have hope, you didn't have anything. So happy holidays." And he gives Kyle a gift and flies off. And Kyle looks down at it, and it's a little tin of ring cleaner. It says Jiffy Polish, cleans rings and jewels and our jewelry and bracelets. And Kyle thinks, funny guy, right? So he can clean his Green Lantern ring. Next up, it's Flash and Superman with art by Art Adams. And Wally's running somewhere, and Superman asks if he can join him. And Wally says, "Sure, I'm on my way to San Francisco. I got to buy these special chocolates. They only sell them there. And, you know, I waited till the last minute, but, you know, I could use the exercise." So Superman says, "Yeah, I was talking to Kyle," and Flash stops him right there. He says, "Did he try to borrow money off you too? That guy still owes me $75. Superman says, no, we were talking politics." And Wally replies, "Well, that must have been a short conversation. You want to stop and get some pie? Because I know a place not far from here." Superman, no, it's okay. But next time. "I take it your conversation had to do with Luthor." And Superman's like, "Yeah, do you vote?" "Well, as my Uncle Barry used to say, early and often. But for good or bad, Superman, I believe in the American way. I got to believe in the election that the right thing was done." And Superman thinks, but why, how did Luther even get elected? And Wally says, well, if you want to drag him kicking and screaming out of the Oval Office right now, you know, I'm with you. Cause as much as I believe in the American system, I believe in you too, Superman. By the way, I beat you. And as we see him racing up the Golden Gate Bridge, and Superman says, I didn't even know we were racing. So they stop at the top of the bridge. And Superman says, the answer is no. Wally's confused. Wait, what? No, I don't want to drag him out of the White House. For good or bad, I have to remember that I believe in the American system too, but I'm just not sure what to do. And he hands Wally his gift and says, good luck finding the chocolate. If you want to rematch in the race, let me know. And let me know that we're actually racing. Wally opens the gift to find out that Superman got him tube socks. On the next page, it's Superman Wonder Woman. Art here by the incredible Ian Churchill with Norm Ratman inks. And Wonder Woman saying, yelling at him, actually, I don't care about Luther. So clearly Superman has been asking her about him. She's like, I care about you, Clark, and what this whole election thing is doing to you. You're clearly distracted. I've pinned you twice today, and you're letting this obsession with Luther to get to you. Is that what you want? And Superman unpins himself by kind of knocking her back. And she says, good, because as your best friend and as a woman, or as your best friend who happens to be a woman, I think you might want to take all this, the stuff, the Luther stuff, and just set it aside. Spend some time with Lois. You know, after the year you two have had, you deserve it. And then she asks him what's in his hand. And he said, it's my way of saying thank you. And he's given her this little miniature Mjolnir, the cosmic hammer. Or the hammer from Norse mythology. Next up, we have Batman and Superman. This is art by Joe Madura and Tim Townsend. And not much is said here. It's Gotham City at midnight. Superman's just kind of along on the patrol with Batman as they hop from rooftop to rooftop. And after a while, as Batman's perched like a gargoyle on the edge of the roof, Superman's standing there next to him. Batman says, wasn't it you who said we have to put our faith in the American people to do the right thing? We see Superman's face. He's kind of scowling. And he says, all right, well, this is from Lois, and hands a gift to Batman, and it's a magnifying glass. And he says, tell Lois thank you. And then the bat symbol flashes in the sky, and he prepares to swing off. But before he leaves, it turns around to Superman. He says, when the time is right, we'll take Luther down. And he swings off as Superman's repeating, when the time is right. So after getting the opinion of all the different Justice Leaguers, after handing out his Christmas gifts to them, what Superman decides to do is to take Wonder Woman's advice and put all the Luther stuff aside and go on a well-deserved vacation with Lois. So he's got her in his arms, and she's saying, listen, let me get this straight. I'm getting two whole days with you at this resort with no phones, no faxes, no two-way wrist radios. I hope you don't plan on getting me anything else for the holiday, Smallville, because this is all a girl wants. And you're okay with you-know-who being you-know-what? And Superman says, you know what? For now, yes, I'm going to have to be. And as the camera pulls back to the last panel here, we see that they've actually arrived in the bottle city of Kandor at Christmas time. And as the story is coming to a close, we see Superman saying, so Lois, what's worse than Lex Luthor being president? And obviously he's about to repeat the joke from Plastic Man, and we get a happy holidays there to finish it off. So just a fun little story. It celebrates Christmas time, and we got the little jokes of what gifts he's giving to the various Justice Leaguers. We get some incredible art from some of the top talent at the time that this issue came out in 2001, and it ties in enough with what's going on in the Superman books in terms of the Linear Men are mentioned, War World is mentioned, and Lex being president obviously is a big deal at the time in the Superman comics and in the whole DC universe. So it's just a nice, fun story. I think
what I love most about the issue is just seeing all the these different interpretations of Superman from these different artists. And even though they are different, they're close enough in style that it's not jarring. So I do enjoy this particular issue. And it's got a really cool Ed McGuinness cover as well. There's a Christmas tree in the background. We see Superman and Lois. Lois is wearing a Santa hat. And they're looking at a box of ornaments. And the ornaments are the Justice League members, the ones that he just talked to. So we see Kyle Rayner. We see Aquaman. There's a Plastic Man ornament. Martian Manhunter, Wonder Woman, Batman, Flash. So, you know, a real good lineup of Justice Leaguers here. So anyway, that's going to do it for this episode. Once again, I'll wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever it is that you celebrate. I hope it's safe and happy and healthy and joyous. We want to thank everybody for your support all throughout this really challenging year that we've all had. And thanks for listening as always. We'll talk to you next time.
You can find the Comic Source Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer. Please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.